All right, neurological. We've got syncope. What's syncope? Fainting. What's vertigo? Dizziness. What's the difference between vertigo and lightheadedness? Oh, you got me there. That was a good one. All right, so vertigo is when you feel like the room is spinning around you. So you feel like I'm in place, but the world is kind of woo. So if you want to experience vertigo, you can do this by sitting in a hot tub until you feel like you're going to faint, and then lie down in bed and close your eyes, and you'll feel like you're sitting there, and like you'll feel like the bed is spinning. It's really kind of cool. Equilibrium. What's equilibrium? Balance. Blackouts. What's a blackout? No, that is not a blackout.
Really?
No. A blackout is when you cannot remember. Typically associated with alcohol consumption. So the next day, you're like, people are like, do you remember when? You're like, no, I don't remember that at all. That's a blackout. Paralysis. History of CVA. What's a CVA? It stands for cerebro, meaning brain. Vascular accident. Vascular meaning vessel. So, blood vessel in the brain, accident. It's a fancy way of saying stroke. And for a while, they switched to CVA. Now they're saying, we don't like CVA. Now we like stroke again. So, be prepared in the healthcare field. You're going to have a lot of fads as far as nomenclature goes. A TIA is sometimes called a mini stroke. It's a stroke that does not have lasting effects. We'll talk more about those next semester. Paresthesia. What does the word esthesia mean? Just esthesia. What do you think that means? Let's put it in another context. Anesthesia. Okay. It means feeling, the ability to feel. So anesthesia is lack of feeling. Paresthesia is an abnormal feeling. So what we're talking about here specifically is numbness and tingling. Or if a person feels like they have like electricity shooting down a limb, that would be a paresthesia. So it's an abnormal feeling, something that shouldn't be there. Neuropathy is nerve disease. Nerve diseases will typically cause paresthesias. How many of you have ever woken up and you like your arm had fallen asleep because you're lying on it? And it feels numb, and then as feeling starts coming back into it, you feel tingly running through it. Those are paresthesias. Tremors. Tics. Memory loss, loss of coordination, seizures, speech disorders, ataxia. What's ataxia?
Movement.
Inability to coordinate, but particularly of walking. Apraxia is inability to make meaningful movements. Those of you who are writing right now are making meaningful movements. Those of you who are just brushing the hair out of your eyes, that's a meaningful movement. The ones who just did that, meaningful movements. So, anytime you can make a movement that you wanted to make is considered praxis. The inability to do that is called apraxia. All right, loss of consciousness, head injuries, and disorientation. We'll talk more about orientation a little bit later, but what are the four ways that we can be oriented? Say you get knocked out, and you begin to wake up, and there's people above you, and what do they ask you? What's your name? What else do they ask you? Do you know where you are? Do you know what today is? And?
Who's present?
Yeah. Do you know what we're doing? Do you know? Yeah. So we have person, place, time, and context. So there was a Milky Way commercial a while back. Like, you know, the guy gets knocked out and the coach is above him and he goes, "Who am I?" "You're the coach." "What are we doing?" "We're playing football." "Who are you?" "I'm Batman." So you want to find out all four things. All right, psychiatric. We got memory loss, psychiatric disorders, mood changes, nervousness, behavioral changes, hallucinations, confusion, and depression. What's a hallucination? It's not just seeing, it's also hearing. So it's when you see or hear things that aren't really there. All right, polydipsia is being excessively thirsty. Polyuria, excessive urination. And there we're talking about volume, not times. Polyphagia. What's the word phage or phage mean? Eat. So polyphagia means hungry all the time. Now, the three of those together are called the three polys, which are usually a sign of diabetes. Asthenia is problems feeling good. Person just doesn't feel good. Hormone therapy, steroid use, growth and secondary sexual characteristics. What are the secondary sexual characteristics of men?
Voice changing, deep voice, facial hair, broad shoulders,
armpit hair, pubic hair. Acne is not one of them. What are the secondary sexual characteristics of women? Breasts, widening hips, pubic hair, and axillary hair. All right, we have intolerance to heat or cold. Those are usually signs of thyroid problems, and then thyroid problems themselves. We're almost there. Hematologic and lymphatic, local or general lymph node enlargements or tenderness, history of anemias, bleeding tendencies, blood transfusions, and edema. What's edema?
Swelling.
All right, now, swelling can be from two reasons. One is fluid overload, and the other one is inflammation. So the fluid overload is usually a sign of either kidney or heart problems or liver. So fluid overload, what are the three problems? Heart, kidney, or liver. Inflammation. All right, allergies. Immunologic disorders like cancer, rheumatism, or lupus, and whether a person's on immunosuppressive therapy. All right, that's it for the actual review of systems. There's one more thing we want to talk about, and that's depression cluster. So the depression cluster, sometimes you can think of it as SIGI caps. So stands for, have you had a change in your sleep pattern? Some people, when they're depressed, can't sleep. Others, when they're depressed, sleep all the time. So, have you had a change in your sleep pattern? Interest. Have you lost interest in the things you ordinarily like to do? I just don't feel like it anymore. Guilt. Do you feel guilty? Energy. Do you have less energy than you usually do? Do you have inability to concentrate? Have you had a change in appetite? Again, some people, when they are depressed, they feel like they have no appetite. Just nothing tastes good. Other people, when they get depressed, everything I must eat. Psychosomatic symptoms. Do they have any other symptoms? Headaches, nausea, joint pain. Suicidal and homicidal ideations. Do they think about killing themselves or do they think about killing someone else? So these are the depression cluster that if you have a patient who has anything that makes you think that maybe this patient is depressed, then you need to ask these questions. Then we have what we call the anticholinergic cluster. Gosh, this looks awfully familiar. Right? Okay, so I'm not going to talk about them because we already did. And we're done. Any questions? All right, take 10 and we will start.